bottles on the White House lawn. Guess I'm just the same old Sean. I'm so gangster, pretty chicks don't wanna f*** with me. Iceberg, slim baby, yeah. Ride rims.
Throwback Thursday, number four today on Hot 97. Jay-Z's picking them.
I mean,
you just picked these off top, but are these really your... Do you even have a favorite four songs of your own?
Nah, I made so many songs. Depends on how I'm feeling. And that's how I'm feeling today. I got my black on. You know what I mean?
You're here. You're in New York. Yeah, Hot 97. You know what I mean? You know
my
mean?
Scowl on. You know what I mean? I'm on fire.
You won't freestyle,
yet
though.
Yet again.
He said yet again.
Sick of myself. Seriously, I got to shut down after this. This is too much, man. I've never been on radio or TV this much in my life.
I was thinking that. I swear weird. To you, I was thinking about that today on my way in. I was like, because we just did a BET special, actually, that will air tonight. Not
this
just
is
we.
Just incredible how good we are, right?
At 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, that was just, look how good, man.
Yeah, we're good.
That's really good. That's really good. That's like chess. That was like two moves ahead. But yeah, I'm sick of myself.
My point is,
interrupt 106 and Park and play a little interview we did. You know, I mean, you can't just interrupt stuff. This is long-standing programming.
Yeah, but it has to be done. What has to be
done
has to
be
done.
Man. It's not right, though.
Listen, we did this.
Just stop it.
We did. I was part of a special.
I understand why they mad. I would be upset. It's annoying.
You're annoying?
Very annoying, man. Guy won't go away again.
So I feel you annoy other rappers. I do. I think that's a valid point, what you say. I think we should further discuss that.
Okay.
How annoying you are. Yes. How annoying you are. To other rappers. Are you aware of this?
Yes, I'm very aware.
Do you enjoy that position or is it annoying back to you?
It's annoying that they're annoyed by my success because they don't know me. So it's not me. So they're annoyed by my success, which means they should either work harder or just, you know, fall in line.
Mm.
You know? Ain't nothing wrong with
did
seven.
Did you just break the plastic
ain't
fork in half?
Seven is good.
Seven?
Seven is still, you know what I mean? A lot of money we made at seven. Everybody can't be number one. What she said, everybody can't be Batman. It's fun to me.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because even we talked about this the other day, and I don't know how much of this will wind up on TV tonight, but the bar that's set for you is pretty high. Like when songs started getting released, people were really harsh on the internet about.
Oh, they're always harsh on the internet.
Yeah, I know, but.
Luckily, it's a big world out there.
More harsh on you than anybody else.
Yeah, but I have more success as well. So, you know, you got to take that, the good with the bad. People judge me by my work. They judge my albums by my albums, and they, you know, they compare them to past previous ones. They don't compare with the album that's out that year, you know. So, for me, you know, it's a good and a bad thing. I'm being judged on my own work.
Yes.
And I told you the story about Juan. My man OG, when he told me Volume 3, you know, he said, I hate that album, man.
This is Juan. This is one of his best friends.
This is my brother. Right. This is my brother. I hate that album. You hate that album?
Wait, which one was it again?
Volume 3.
Volume 3.
And then I said, you like So Ghetto? He was like, yeah. Like, you like Big Pimpin'? He's like, yeah. Like, you like... Then we got to 7. He was like, yeah, but that album was terrible. 7 records. He liked 7 records. No,
I love that
7
story.
7 records and said it was terrible. Because he expect me to have 14 out of 14. I can't have 7 good records. Anybody else has 7 good records.
It's phenomenal.
It's
a smash.
Album out 3 years.
Album of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to have 14 for 14.
Oh, it's terrible. Not even like just a good album. It's terrible.
He hates that album.
He hates it.
I hate that album.
Yo, OG's crazy.
Yeah. So where do you place this blueprint with the rest with the
it's
rest
new,
of them?
So it's hard. It's difficult because so the music is new. So it usually gets ranked high when it's like that. But we'll see how time, time is to it. But you know, my first three albums are. Reasonable Doubt, then Blueprint, then Black Album. And Black Album Blueprint for me is really close. I don't think
you said that to me before. I don't buy it.
Well, PSA Encore and Dirt of Your Shoulders. Beat that. I mean, that's very difficult to beat.
I can't front. I'm still playing.
I know. It's all opinion.
And what more can I say? I mean, the hook was a little screechy, but the verses was tough.
The hook was screechy.
Yeah.
Do you ever make a song and then later hate it?
All the time.
Which one? Tell me what song you hate.
Nah.
Please?
I'll tell you later.
Why? You don't want to share? Because then you're going to make somebody else maybe hate
it? Yeah. Everyone's going to hate it.
Do you like this whole album? Like, after now that it's made and it's out?
Oh, yeah.
Every song.
I would be, I'm seriously 100% honest. I almost took Reminder off at the last second.
That's the one song that bothers me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Look
I
at
almost
that.
Took it off at the last minute. Almost.
I
took
love
it off.
The verses. It's the hook bothers me. It's the only song on the that really bothers me.
Yeah, because, yeah.
But the verses are hot. Is that why you left it? Or was it that bothered you?
No, I left it because everyone loved it.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone, you know. But
it's all opinions.
All the people that's in the room, they love me. So they want me to say something. They're like, yeah, you got to let them know these people are crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, truth needs no defending. It is the truth. Like, it is what it is.
Never wrong.
Right? The truth needs no defending.
It's never wrong.
That's Monty's
favorite
thing.
If something's red and I say, that's red, and you tell me it's blue, it's red. But it's, you know.
No, I get it. They want you to defend yourself.
Yes.
And let it be known.
Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about some of the songs in the album, and I want to let some people talk to you today. I want to definitely put some people on the phone with Jay today. So if you want to talk to him, you should hit us, either text us, and we'll call you back at 75759, or call us at 1-800-223-9797.
Let me call someone's house. I want to dial numbers
do that?
Personally. I want to dial in numbers on
I
camera.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Hey, I don't want to forget to ask you about this, because I haven't heard anybody ask you about this, and I read that you went to go see Shine recently.
Not true.
Really?
Not true.
A lie.
Just a lie, gossip, or whatever. It's not true.
Something. I read it and thought maybe that there was some sort of signing potential or collaboration potential with that. But I guess since the visit was not true, then maybe that's not true either.
Well, I mean, I'd be interested in the conversation. You know, it's always a possibility, but that just didn't happen.
Right. Yeah. Are you still in the business of? Like, do you still look for other talent or look to sign other people? Are you still trying to, or are you focused on?
Oh, no, I'm focused on Roc Nation as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not this week, but next week.
After this week.
Right now, records are being made, you know. J. Cole's in the studio and Rita Ora, you know, young lady we got in London.
Mm.
Like the J. Cole kid.
Yeah, he's very talented.
Tough.
And they're both in the studio right now, so.
So you're focused?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you have any questions? 1-800-223-9797 and text us at 75759. Remember, it is Throwback Thursday. Today, we are sponsored by Dr. Pepper. And I have tickets to the show tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden, people.
Yeah.
Now, are we doing all new, all Blueprint 3? Is it going to be all kinds of stuff? Is there...
The second one.
The second thing?
Yeah.
Is there going to be some surprise guests? I would imagine has to be Madison Square Garden.
The third one.
The third one. Are there going to be? No, okay. All right. I have tickets for the show. After the number one song in the countdown, we're going to give you those. It is Throwback Thursday. I'm going to get to Jay's favorite throwback Jay joints.
So that can't freestyle, I can just ad-lib really good. Off.
Hope he's here. Sat 97.